Please open your Bibles as we will read from the New Testament, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, and we will read the verses 18 through 27. As you can find it in your pew Bible on page 1193. Luke chapter 9, beginning at verse 18. Up to verse 27. And it happened as he was alone praying, that is Jesus, that his disciples joined him. And he asked them, saying, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" So they answered and said, "John the Baptist. But some say Elijah. And others say that one of the old prophets has risen again." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered and said, "The Christ of God." And he strictly warned and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised the third day." Then he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God." So far, the reading of God's holy and inspired word. Congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the ceremony of baptism celebrates the covenant relationship with God. And that not only with grown-ups, but also with children, even as it was the case already in Old Testament times, when there was the sacrament of circumcision. Children are involved in a covenant relationship with God. And this teaches us already, right at the very start, that God wants to have a saving relationship with not only the adults, the grown-ups, but also with the children, with the little ones here, the young people. With all of us, God wants to have a covenant relationship with us. Well, let us then consider this as we have witnessed holy baptism this morning, and as we want to consider two Bible texts in which we hear something about what it means to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we want to consider it in the following way then: baptism's call to a self-denying following of Jesus. Baptism's call to a self-denying following of Jesus. First, the call to such following. Secondly, the cross in such following. And then lastly, the crown for such following. Now, congregation, a very important call comes to each and every one of us this morning hour particularly. It is the call to follow Jesus. To follow Jesus. And before I go any further, let me point out, first and foremost, that this is an authoritative call. It is not, "Would you please, kindly?" No, "Follow me." These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is an authoritative call. But then you might ask, well, who gets this call? Everyone? No, not everyone. This call comes to those who are in contact or who are in earshot of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, particularly those who have come within this sphere of the covenant, you see. And let me show this to you and prove this to you from God's Word, the Bible. One day, the Lord Jesus Christ was walking along the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and he saw Peter and his brother Andrew busy fishing. And he said to them at that very moment, while they were busy doing their work, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." The same call also came to James and to John as well, the sons of Zebedee. And we read then that they too also followed him. A bit later, Jesus saw Matthew sitting there as in his office of tax collecting. And he called him with the same words, "Hey, you up there, follow me." And Matthew got up, got out of his office, and followed Jesus. So yes, the call to follow Jesus was issued first and foremost to those who were and are within the covenant sphere of the nation Israel, and then particularly those who would be known as Jesus' disciples. It appears that in our text, the Lord Jesus is busy calling the disciples again. And yes, they need to be called again and again, as we find out as we read Scripture. Because after he has spoken those words to them, he says, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." It seems then, at first glance, that only a small, intimate group of 12 disciples were actually called to follow Jesus. And yet, that is not quite the case. In Matthew 8 and verse 34, we have the record of the same event. And there we also read that the ordinary people standing around the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they too got that particular call. Because we read then, "When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, 'Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me.'" So you see then that the call to follow Jesus came to all the people who were gathered that day in order to listen to the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. That call, therefore, came to the people of the covenant. And Jesus called to all of them who were in earshot of his word, "Follow me." Therefore, the call to follow Jesus also comes to you and to me today as well. This call comes to young and old, even as all of us are present here this morning hour. I dare say that this call to follow Jesus comes to all who at one time or another, even if they hear the word of God by way of the internet or by way of the church telephone or in some other way, but if they hear that word of God, God is busy calling them to follow him. In fact, I can even say it one step further yet, and this call even comes to the young ones in the congregation who are not yet able to understand that they're being called to follow Jesus. Like baby here that was baptized, she too has received that call to follow Jesus. And of course, she will have to be told about that by you as parents, that at the baptism, she was then already called to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. However, can we obey this call? Can we really obey this call unless we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? And that, of course, is a matter of uppermost importance. Because it is true, only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ can actually make you perk up, can actually make you respond to this call, through faith in Jesus Christ. So then, baptism reminds us, dear people, that we must have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then with such faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be enabled to obey the call to follow Him. Of course, you know that a problem developed since Adam and Eve fell into sin. And by it, they have alienated the whole human race from God. Man does not want to obey the call to follow Jesus by nature. Man by nature is not interested in the Lord Jesus Christ. Man prefers to go his own ways, you see. At least, he wants to follow those who are of a similar kind as he or she is. And this is why there is such an attraction to the figures that are so popular in this world. You want to follow them, not Jesus. And this means, dear people, that if this is still the case with any of us hearing this word this morning hour, if you are not interested in the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you still desire to follow those out there in the world, it means that you are still in a fallen state, and that not only with your mind, but with your very heart, you see. And when it really comes down to it, you're still at war with God. At war with God. It means ultimately that without faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you won't get anywhere that will be a blessing to you, and that eternity is there to accuse you. It is possible, you see, to be in such a case, even though, and hear me carefully, even though you are baptized and in the covenant. Come to think of it, this is one of the first things that the ceremony of baptism really points out to each and every one of us as we have witnessed it. You see, baptism points out to each one of us that we need to believe in the God of the covenant, and that we need to know what it means to entrust ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because after all, He is called the mediator of the covenant. He is the one who has died on the cross in order to make this covenant real for you and for me. We need to believe in Him. We need to entrust ourselves to Him. Or to say it in a more theological way, baptism points us to our need to be living Christians and to be born again. That's the bottom line, isn't it? And so, dear parents, this is what we have to teach our baptized children as well. We need to teach them that, yes, they, along with you and with the human race, have fallen into sin through Adam. They need to be born again. You need to speak to them about that as well at an early age, because it is so important that they know where they're at in relation to God. You must pray then also for your children as well. And grandparents, pray for your grandchildren. Pray for those who are still too young to understand that the Lord will give them that work of power inside, that they are born again. And through being born again, they will then also come to a living faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And congregation, this is really what we must pray for in respect to one another as well. We must pray for your and my fellow church members who perhaps are still careless, who perhaps have gone astray as you know it, who are perhaps indifferent to the call that has been extended to them, or who are perhaps full of hatred yet towards God and His Word. Pray for them that they be born again, that they come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because after all, without the new birth, without the new birth and a new heart and a living faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, no one will want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. But when there is such a living faith, you see, then the call to follow Jesus will then also be responded to positively. Then when that call to follow the Lord Jesus Christ is heard through the gospel as it is this hour, isn't it? Then you'll agree. You'll feel drawn to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you will also have your conscience telling you that you must stop resisting and that you must follow. But will it be simple? Will it be easy to follow the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, let me ask it in this way. Will it be simple and will it be easy for soldiers to follow their leader into battle? I trust the answer is quite obvious. No, it will not be as simple, it will not be an easy matter to follow a brave leader into a fierce battle. And true enough, the Lord Jesus Christ is a brave leader, dear people. Because we have on record in His holy word of Him bravely facing up to what is the greatest enemy of all times and the greatest battle that He ever waged. That is the battle against Satan and against sin. And in order to do so, He was willing to deny Himself. The word deny is found here in our text passage. He was willing to deny Himself and even take up the cross. That means that He literally sacrificed all of His comforts and He had Himself crucified in order that He would defeat and take away sin from His people. Not His sin, but your and my sin, dear people. But I trust you know this. However, if you obey this call to follow Jesus, you must then also be ready at the same time to get into the mode of what is called self-denying following. And this is what the Lord Jesus also says here in our text, doesn't He? If anyone desires to come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. Well, that takes me to my second consideration. The cross in such following. Now, people sometimes have the idea that once you become a Christian, all your troubles are over. It's a happy walk through a flower garden after that. They decide then, well, it's good to accept Jesus as their Savior and have a short prayer or have someone do a short prayer for you. And then you think all your problems are solved right at that very moment. No, it isn't. It isn't. It may very well be the opposite of it. Because becoming a living Christian, dear people, by being born again and by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, it will solve your heart problems. You will have a new heart and you will have a new desire to follow Jesus. But along with following Jesus Christ sincerely comes the task of taking up a cross daily, as the Lord Jesus says in our text. And what does He mean then when we are called to take up our cross daily and follow Him? Well, He means by that you will have to forego a number of comforts that you feel so good about, perhaps. The comfort of having everything going your own way. The comfort of having everyone your friend. The comfort of having everything served to you on a silver platter, so to speak. The comfort of doing what you want to do rather than what the Lord wants you to do. The comfort of doing what your urges tell you what to do. Taking up the cross, you see, it may mean, and it will mean, that you will have to say no to those urges, that you will have to say no to some of those people whom you called your friends, when otherwise you would have said, oh, yes, yes, yes. Now it's, no, I can't, I won't. It may mean, young people, that some of your old friends just won't be your friends any longer. It may mean getting snubbed. It may mean getting gossiped about or slandered. It may mean getting fingers pointed at you. It may mean being made fun of. That's part of the cross in following Jesus. And it is a cross that you may have to and will have to take up daily, even as the Lord Jesus says. It may also mean turning down a lucrative job offer in another city, turning it down because there is no Bible preaching church in that area. It may mean leaving off a hobby at home and going out on a cold wintry night to attend a Bible study meeting at church. It may mean breaking with a life of ease in front of the TV in order to visit an elderly person, an ailing person, or a lonely person that you know about. That's part of taking up the cross, you see, and following Jesus. Remember what the Lord Jesus Christ once said, and you can read of that in Matthew chapter 25. He said things like giving food to the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, taking in a stranger into your home, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, visiting those who are in prison. That means, you see, that, and these are just some of the examples of what it means to take up your cross and follow Jesus. And such a cross or crosses, it might very well take you out of your comfort zone, you see. And these are still relatively light crosses that you may have to take up in following Jesus. I haven't even spoken about suffering yet, or of harassments, or of persecution. Any of them, and all of them together, you see, will also be a cross that you and I may have to take up one day in order to follow Jesus. Think of what many Christians have to suffer this present day in countries like, well, which are controlled by ISIS. Countries like China, countries like the Congo, or some other places in Africa. Their self-denial is total. The cross they have to pick up and take up is brutal to the extreme. But they are following Jesus even into death, aren't they? They are denying themselves the smallest comforts. And they are taking up the cross and following Jesus. Now, my friend, how is it going with you in your taking up the cross daily? Are you able to do it? Are you ready to do it? Do you find it difficult, perhaps? Is it taking you out of your comfort zone? Is that cross that you have to take up at times a little bit too heavy? Is that cross perhaps beginning to wear you down? Are you at times perhaps discouraged about the difficulties that you have to face each day by being a Christian? Well, I can say this, take courage, because the Lord Jesus Christ knows this. Perhaps you thought that faith in God would make life better for you. And it has. But there are those battles, aren't there? You thought that serving the Lord Jesus Christ would not be all that difficult. Perhaps you feel somewhat confused even of what it means to be a Christian. Well, dear people, let me then remind you that the Lord Jesus Christ did say that following Him would be for those who have learned to deny themselves. It's a learning stage, you see. And therefore, let me encourage you in this learning stage that as you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you keep your eyes focused upon the Lord Jesus Christ, because you are following one who knows a whole lot more than you and I about what it means to bear a cross. He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He can sympathize with you as no one else can possibly sympathize with you. He will never allow you to bear a cross that would be too heavy for you and that would disintegrate you. He will give you the strength necessary. He will give you the assistance that you need. He will lift you up when you are downcast, you see. And He will pick you up when it seems that you're about to stumble. The Lord Jesus Christ is with you even as you follow Him. And therefore, keep trusting in Him, my friend. Keep trusting in Him. He has called you by the Word, and He has called you by the sacrament this day in order to follow Him by faith. You've done so, and you continue to be obedient to that call. Then He will also do whatever is necessary so that you can meet up with all the challenges that come at you, so that in a self-denying way, you will follow Him. My friend, whoever you are, young or old, it'll be worth it. Young people, it will be worth it to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you might ask, well, why? Why? Well, here's one of the reasons. And that takes me to my last point, because there is the crown for such following. And that takes us to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. And the book of Revelation is a book that tells us of the future, of the future glories of those who have learned to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And there in this particular book, the Revelations, it says, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. And then speaking of the crosses that you and I are called to carry self-denyingly, he says, be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ rewards everyone who follows Him. Ah, yes, that reward is not because we worked so hard, but that reward is because of grace, true enough. But He rewards us with a crown. And He promises that to us already at this time. And it will be fully and it will be really given to us when our following of the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth will come to an end. Then the Lord Jesus Christ will greet you as you enter into the heavenly abodes. And He will crown you. He will crown you. And it will be the crown of eternal life, you see. Which, of course, is symbolic of the unimaginable joy that you will experience as you will see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face in glory. Eternal life, you see, dear people. Eternal life is a state of indescribable happiness and joy, and it is to be enjoyed in a new and heavenly world. And part of that happiness and part of that joy has to do with never ever remembering anymore anything of the crosses that we had to bear and suffer under in this life. We will never remember anymore the suffering we had to endure in order to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. The daily crosses will then be blissfully forgotten and will be erased from our memory. And that is also something what the Lord God does for us in the heavenlies. And the crowning of all of that, you see, it will be that we will see Jesus, whom we have followed self-denyingly, and He will be at your side. And that forever and ever. Well, we've had the ceremony of holy baptism this hour. All of you have heard the call of Jesus to follow Him. There will be a cross to carry in following Jesus. And for some of us, it may even be a daily, hourly cross. But I urge you, obey this call. It will be worth it. Be faithful in life and until death. And the Lord Jesus will give you the crown of life. He promised it. He promised it. And God's promises are sure. The baptism font proclaims it. What He promises is sure. Amen. Return out to your homes and receive the blessings of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you all. Amen.